Marty, very busy week this week, so I want to get right to it. We have a Go Bond in Las Cruces. It's the first all mail-in election, and folks have had this probably sitting on the kitchen counter for some time, and now the time to mail is here. You need to get these in the mail because these are due next week on the 21st, and that is not the postmark deadline. If you were to wait until the 21st, you would need to hand deliver it to the county building because they need to have it on the 21st. And this week, your story focuses on the Go Bond for a new fire station.
Yeah, we really haven't talked much about it, and I haven't really seen any letters to the editor regarding the fire station in particular. More people talking about the animal shelter and the parks and the hiking trails, etc. And the fire station on it's at 390 North Valley Drive is over 50 years old, and 51 years actually, and it's showing its age big time. There's cracks in the foundation, the roof is leaking, and the bays for the trucks are too small. And they really need a new fire station. Whether the public sees the need for that or not remains to be seen. It could be Fred, one of the questions that might have the most trouble of passing. That's just my gut feeling, because people don't think about fire unless they're involved in one, and it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. So we'll see. But like you say, and the government building is at 845 North Motel Boulevard, in case you hand deliver. So.
And speaking of the government building, you have an interview this week with Doña Ana County Manager Fernando Macias on his first year in this position. Again, it's a second run for him.
Position. It's the first year and the second time around. And Mike Cook got an interview. Actually, it's the first of two parts. We'll do another part next week.
Oh, great.
And he's basically talking about how he approaches this and how it compares to where he was, what it was before when he was in that position, 1997 to 2000, I believe it was. And he's saying basically, you know, he has a quote, a sense of deja vu coming back. He says there's some of the same problems and same solutions we were talking about 25 years ago. And so he wants to bring a new attitude to the county. He thinks that there's just too much infighting, too many agendas. And he says we can't be wasting our time in conflict. And so he wants to bring about solutions and a spirit of cooperation.
I really look forward to reading that. We also have a preview of the Domenici Conference. You can register for this. It's $50 before September 1st. It's free for NMSU students, so it's about a month away, coming up in mid-September. And a lot of great speakers coming, including James Carville, the political pundit who worked for President Bill Clinton. But you have a story this week about the student conference panelists.
Yeah, there's a Domenici Student Scholars Program, it's called. And this is the third year of that program. And for the first time, they're inviting students from various universities throughout the state, not just NMSU students. So you're getting some students from UNM. You're getting students from ENMU, New Mexico Highlands, et cetera. So that's good. You get more of a cross-section from other universities in different parts of the state. So we have the story pretty much focuses on that, but also brings to attention the fact that it's coming up in a month and it might be time to register.
Always a great event with lots of great speakers. Domenici.nmsu.edu for registration and more information. In arts and entertainment, and I think this will be our final segment, the Black Box Theater is opening its new season, and you take a look at the first show.
Yes, it's actually their 19th season. That's to be commended.
Yeah.
In this business. And they are opening Friday with a play called Indoor Outdoor. And it's directed by Black Box co-owner Seal Herman. She and her husband Peter own the Black Box, and they're cat lovers. So this is kind of a play about cats. from a cat's perspective, and it's also in conjunction with the feline fundraiser that's going to be going on, and you can, people can read about that if they're going to the play.
Got to get out there and see it. Marty Racine with the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.